Welcome to another episode of the Beyond Business podcast. Today we have with us Craftsman Media. Craftsman Media is a comprehensive multi-service media company providing audio and video production services with a deep passion for bringing your vision to life with excellence and artistic integrity. It truly is a one-stop solution to bring your ideas to life. Welcome to Beyond Business podcast. It is nice for me to actually sit here in the studio with you guys and interview you. So maybe tell a bit about your business, how you started it, and also about you guys.
Right. Thanks for having us, Sharon. I'm Elijah.
I'm Beno.
Hi, I'm Finney. Okay, we are called the Craftsman Media.
When we are looking for the names for the studio, we were already working together on multiple projects. I was producing music from, 6 years before, and we were making music videos from a long time. And we wanted to start this company together. We were looking in the Bible if we can relate to somebody. If we look to David, he was a musician, but he had nothing to do with other things. And we were looking for someone for inspiration who was into multiple things, who was gifted by God in multiple things. And we stumbled upon this verse in Exodus chapter 31 from 1 to 6, where God appoints a person to build his temple using his gifts. And it was directly pointing to us because we were doing multiple things and nobody else before us was doing what we are doing. So God appointed this person. He has gifted him in woodworks. He has gifted him in metal things to work with silver, gold, and rock structures. So when he was gifted to create things and to glorify God with his craftsmanship, and when we read that word craftsman and how much it related to us, because we are into music production, we were into video production, we were into multiple things. And we thought a craftsman was something that represents us and how God looks at us when we glorify him through our works. So we came up with this name. And there were multiple verses which has also inspired us through our journey, like something from Isaiah, where God appoints craftsmen for his glory. So we've come up with this name, Craftsmen. And for our convenience, where we could find easy websites or easier tags, we've come up with a K instead of C.
Interesting. Okay. So knowing, you know, you being a Christian media company, so how did God speak to you to start something like this? And how do you incorporate God into your business?
I think I'll just share my view and then the others can add. My personal view is when we were starting to pursue this career, there were not many media companies, especially Christian media companies. We were trying to record few songs. We were trying to shoot some songs. There were not many Christian or else Christian creative people who could understand our ideologies, our Christian ideologies per se. And so we thought to ourselves, okay, let's start our own media company because our ideologies match. And there are no media companies like Christian media companies. So when we were doing that, we were also finding a careers. We were in a loophole, basically. We wanted to know where we were going in future. Mm. And this was one of the gateways God showed us.
Yeah. Amazing.
Adding to what Elijah has spoken, personally, we were heavily influenced by non-conventional music growing up as Christians and non-conventional media on our faith. So, also, personally, I was influenced by some of the Christian hip-hop music, which was a turning point for me in my faith, and that has driven me. And looking back, when we have looked to something from our language in those non-conventional ways, there was nothing that spoke to us in that view, coming from in that tempo or in those visuals. And we thought to ourselves, like, why don't we produce some of them in our regional language, in with our people?
Yeah. At that time, we felt really responsible because God has given us this talent. Mm. Why not use it? You know, yeah, English songs, English everything. There are a ton of people who can do that.
Mm-hmm.
English everything. Mm. But our regional language, Telugu, Hindi, there's not many people who were doing it at that time.
Mm.
Now we have people as well. But at that time, they were very limited people. And that has motivated us to start whatever we are doing right now.
Yeah. So I think in the recent Beyond Business conference, you guys put up a stall. How was your experience? Because, you know, you reaching out to other entrepreneurs and leaders from the Christian community must be an amazing experience for you guys. So how was it? How was your experience with at Beyond Business conference? And also maybe share a takeaway or two from what you've learned.
We've never been to a conference like that where we had to set up a stall. It was a very good experience because we met a lot of people. It was a very good experience, really. You know, events like that should happen often so that businesses like us and smaller businesses like us get a lot of exposure. And maybe, I think we spoke to a speaker from that conference, Duncan Parker. We spoke to him. We tried to have a conversation with him. It was just a minute or two, but he suggested us. So I think we asked a question: how do we build our business, you know, into profitable business? And he suggested, you know, business plan and other sorts of things, which really, you know. So what happened was, when we were starting this business, we were creatively involved.
Mm.
But in terms of business, we were new to it.
Mm.
And this conference really opened doors for, you know, view business as business. Creativity will be there.
Mm.
But how you expand a business, we learned a lot from that conference.
Mm. So your creativity never stops just because you start a business. Your creativity goes along with the business.
Yeah.
And also, before BAM, we were like talking to a client person to person.
Mm.
And like our business, before business as a mission, we were just talking as a mouth-to-mouth business,
mm-hmm.
not like a commercial thing. And from that thing, I think we were exposed to a lot of people. Like we received some good ideas from there. We've spoken to Mr. Ashwin Dairyam, Mr. Nehru Dairyam, and a lot of people. Like
We could take a lot of inspiration from other stalls as well.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
there
nice.
Were other new businesses. There were we could take you know, some inspiration from them. And there were businesses there from, they started since 5 to 10 years, but they're still going on. So even though there is minimum profits, they're still going. That gives us hope that no matter what it is, you have to keep going. And especially in our line of business, motivation is important.
Very true.
And for that, we completely rely on God so much. If, to be honest, if God wasn't involved in whatever we are doing, I don't know where we'll be.
Yeah.
So, God has a huge part in our lives.
Always. He takes the the bigger and the first step. Usually, before we end with any episode, we actually want to ask our, you know, the person who I'm interviewing about how God has been speaking to them. Through maybe a specific verse or maybe your daily devotion or anything for that matter, a promise that God has put in your heart and you've been, you know, just pushing forward through that. So is there anything that you want to probably share with our listeners?
Can't really point out to a verse when you have 66 books. But I think the one chapter which motivates me when I'm really feeling low is Romans 12. It speaks about a living sacrifice. And I think the specific verse that really keeps me going is, it's Romans 12:12. It talks about, be patient in your trouble. Be confident in hope. That really is the Romans 12 chapter. You have to read it. That is a very motivating chapter.
Adding to that, for me personally, I've been through a lot of ups and downs during the beginning of this company. Like, I've lost my dad just before starting this company. And that has been a dark period of my life. But God has been with me through that. And one particular verse God has been speaking to me was, at that time and that time forward, was Romans 8:28. It says, all things work together for them that love God, for them that walk according to His purpose. And I used to read only the first part of it, like, all things work together. And then when you really look into it, it says, to them that love God, to them that walk according to His purpose. Like, and what we took away from that was, when you put God first in your life, when you give Him your time, you're going to have some really good time. Whatever you give to God, like, you will receive in abundance. And we've always put God first in whatever we have done, and we have really seen its benefits in our lives, and we are very grateful for what God has been doing in our lives from then. Even when we are alone, even when we are down, and even when we are in abundance, we have felt His presence. We have felt Him closer.
Thank you so much for being on this show. I love talking to you all, and I hope we can do this again. Thank you.
Let's do it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.